I'm here with ESPN Sal Palantonio. Now, Sal, let's talk about head coach Ken Whisenhunt and him coming onto the Titans this year. What do you think of that move?
Well, I have a lot of respect for Ken Whisenhunt. First of all, he's a great offensive mind. He knows how to call a game. He knows how to put the team in a position to score points. And that's exactly what the Titans need. They need somebody who can take control of that offense, get your young quarterback on schedule, and compete in a division that's eminently winnable, in my opinion. I think this is a division that's very volatile and a division where you can get better in a hurry. And with a hire like Ken Whisenhunt, I think you can.
So how do you think the Titans are going to change, or what's going to make them look a little bit different now that there's a new coaching staff here?
You know, no disrespect to anybody, but I think this Titans team will be more explosive. They'll be able to score from anywhere on the field. That's the mark of a Ken Whisenhunt offense. It won't be as deliberate. It'll be an offense that I think will excite the fans. I think they'll be in a lot more games because of that. And the thing about Ken Whisenhunt is he's a steady hand at the till. You know, not that Mike Munchak wasn't, but you know, with Whisenhunt, you're going to get the best of both worlds. You're going to get a guy who's got a steady demeanor, but also his football is going to be explosive.
So is there a position that you think the Titans should really focus on during the draft this year?
You know, I think across the board they need younger, faster, stronger. If there's any lesson from Super Bowl 48, is that younger, faster, stronger beats old guys who score 606 points in a season. It was the most prolific offense. I covered the Broncos for the last 2 months, all throughout the playoffs. I thought they were, you know, invincible, for lack of a better term. And then Pete Carroll and that team just came in there and steamrolled them with younger, faster, stronger players. This is a very deep draft at key positions like wide receiver. This is also the youngest draft class ever. They have the highest number of underclassmen entering the draft, the highest number of underclassmen ever at the combine. You want to get younger, stronger, and faster. This is the place to do it across the board.
What's it going to take for the Titans to consistently win the AFC South and be a consistent playoff team?
Well, consistently win the AFC South. How about just winning it once? I think, you know, like I said, I think that Ken Whisenhunt will put this team in a position to score points and be an exciting team and take pressure off the rest of the team because they will score more points.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with me, Sal. I appreciate it.
Totally my pleasure.